A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. In the beginning of the reign of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, this word came from the Lord, saying, Thus says the Lord, Stand in the court of the Lord's house, and speak to all the cities of Judah, which come to worship in the Lord's house, all the words that I command you to speak to them. Do not diminish a word. Perhaps everyone will listen and turn from his evil way, that I may relent concerning the calamity which I purpose to bring on them because of the evil of their doings. And you shall say to them, Thus says the Lord, If you will not listen to me, to walk in my law which I have set before you, to heed the words of my servants, the prophets whom I sent to you, both rising up early and sending them, but you have not heeded, then I will make this house like Shiloh, and will make this city a curse to all the nations of the earth. So the priests and the prophets and all the people heard Jeremiah speaking these words in the house of the Lord. Now it happened, when Jeremiah had made an end of speaking all that the Lord had commanded him to speak to all the people, that the priests and the prophets and all the people seized him, saying, You will surely die. Why have you prophesied in the name of the Lord, saying, This house shall be like Shiloh, and this city shall be desolate, without an inhabitant? And all the people were gathered against Jeremiah in the house of the Lord. When the princes of Judah heard these things, they came up from the king's house to the house of the Lord, and sat down in the entry of the new gate of the Lord's house. And the priests and the prophets spoke to the princes and all the people, saying, This man deserves to die, for he has prophesied against this city, as you have heard with your ears. Then Jeremiah spoke to all the princes and all the people, saying, The Lord sent me to prophesy against this house and against this city with all the words that you have heard. Now, therefore, amend your ways and your doings, and obey the voice of the Lord your God. Then the Lord will relent concerning the doom that he has pronounced against you. As for me, here I am in your hand. Do with me as seems good and proper to you. But know for certain that if you put me to death, you will surely bring innocent blood on yourselves, on this city, and on its inhabitants. For truly the Lord has sent me to you to speak all these words in your hearing. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Arise, O Lord, do not let man prevail. Let the nations be judged in your sight. When mine enemies turn back, they shall fall and perish at your presence.
A reading from the Epistle of Blessed Paul the Apostle to the church in Ephesus. Brethren, be imitators of God as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not even be named among you, as is fitting for saints, neither filthiness nor foolish talking, nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know, that no fornicator, unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not be partakers with them, for you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Unto you I lift up mine eyes, O you who dwell in the heavens. Behold, as the eyes of servants, look to the hand of their masters, as the eyes of a maid to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God, until he has mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, O Lord. Have mercy upon us. The Lord be with you. The continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
At that time, Jesus was casting out a demon, and it was mute. So it was, when the demon had gone out, that the mute spoke, and the multitudes marveled. But some of them said, "He casts out demons by Beelzebub, the ruler of the demons." Others, testing him, sought from him a sign from heaven. But he, knowing their thoughts, said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and a house divided against a house falls. If Satan also is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? Because you say, 'I cast out demons by Beelzebub.' And if I cast out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore they will be your judges. But if I cast out demons with the finger of God, surely the kingdom of God has come upon you." When a strong man, fully armed, guards his own palace, his goods are in peace. But when a stronger than he comes upon him and overcomes him, he takes from him all his armor in which he trusted and divides his spoils. He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters. When an unclean spirit goes out of a man, he goes through dry places seeking rest, and finding none, he says, "I will return to my house from which I came." And when he comes, he finds it swept and put in order. Then he goes and takes with him seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter and dwell there, and the last state of that man is worse than the first. And it happened, as he spoke these things, that a certain woman from the crowd raised her voice and said to him, "Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breasts which nursed you." But he said, "More than that, blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it."
The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. The battle lines are drawn. It is no minor tussle. It is not a game. It is war. And the spoils are your soul. The enemy will do anything to win. He lies. He twists words. He deceives. He preys on your every weakness. And when you fall into his trap, you are more than just his prisoner. You fight for his side. By your sins, you are made soldier of the devil. The words of our Lord are clear. In this fallen world, there is no middle ground. There are no undecideds, no fence sitters. There is no lukewarm. You're either hot or cold. You are either with Christ, or you are against Christ, and you are with the devil, and there's nothing in between. You must choose a side, Christ or the devil. The problem is, of course, that you have flesh, and because you have flesh, you sin. And in sin, you cannot choose Christ. So the scripture teaches that you cannot, by your own reason or strength, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ or come to him. You are conceived and born an enemy of God. Hear the words of our Lord. He who is not with me is against me. A house divided against itself falls. It is not a veiled parable that is difficult to understand. It makes perfect sense, even to fallen reason. When soldiers of the same army turn their weapons on one another, it makes the victory of the enemy sure. So false teaching and bad practice and apathy in the visible church give the devil a foothold. Indeed, in the visible church, there are those who are quite simply against Christ. He who is not with me is against me. This teaching of the Lord should cause each one of us to examine ourselves. Consider your thoughts, the things that you have said, that which you have done, and that which you have not done. By word and deed, have you clearly shown yourself to be with Christ? Or have doubt, anxiety, peer pressure, fear, pride, anger, have they revealed that another has prevailed in your flesh? So the apostles' words are words for you. Fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not even be named among you, as is fitting for saints. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting. For you know that no fornicator, no unclean person, no covetous man, who is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God, which equates to eternal death. Have you stood up in the face of lies, the lies of this fallen world, and boldly proclaimed the truth? Or have you left yourself with so little knowledge of God and his word that you can't even give a defense? Have you proven by your word and action that you are really fighting for the enemy? Remember, the Lord describes a war, and the enemy, the devil, does not rest. He and his fallen angels, his demons, fight against the kingdom of God, and they especially attack those who fight for Christ. They attack through lies and falsehood, through the teaching of anti-Christian doctrine, and through secularists who deny that there is a God. They want to create doubt and confusion about the Bible to cause you to question if it's really the Word of God, since science so clearly teaches differently. So they spew what the father of lies used to trick the first man and the first woman, the false news of Eden. It is not only that they want you to get it wrong, they want their lies to inform what you believe, to inform your faith and your life, which is to say, they desire the spoils of war, your eternal soul. And so it is that the apostle writes, "Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience." The Lord taught those who doubted, "If I cast out demons with the finger of God, then surely the kingdom of God has come upon you." And so it is that by that divine finger, by the work of the Holy Spirit, the pastor spoke over you these words, "Depart, thou unclean spirit, and make way for the Holy Spirit." The unclean spirit that imprisoned you has been cast out of you in holy baptism. And your house, swept and put in order, is not left empty. God, in his mercy, has given his spirit to fill you. Let you be the temple of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of love, the Spirit of life, the Spirit of holiness. Thanks be to God, the strongest man has come. He alone is all-powerful, omnipotent. He is divine. God himself took on flesh to be the strongest man, to defeat the enemy. He demonstrated his divine strength in his weakness. He who is truly glory suffered shame. And the victory that he won in what appeared to be a loss. The strongest man allowed weak and sinful men to overtake him, to slander him, to blaspheme him, to torture him, and to crucify him to death. You see, his victory is gained in what looks to the world like defeat. For that strongest man won the war. He conquered by his death and his holy resurrection. He showed himself to be stronger than death, stronger than sin, stronger than that enemy, Satan. He overcame death, your death, and he descended into hell to proclaim his eternal victory. And that victory he gives to you. He makes it yours simply by trusting in him, by putting your hope in him, by hearing and believing his word. He offers you forgiveness of all your sins, salvation and life. And you hear his promise, and that promise works faith in you and believing. His victory is yours. Thanks be to God that Christ is the strongest man, the one who prevails over evil. It is he that fights for you. It is he that wins the victory you could not win. It is he that takes you, the spoils of that divine victory, out of the clutches of the enemy and brings you into the kingdom of God. So you are the holy church, the true church, the church militant. In the true church, there is only unity and peace, consolation and help, strength and comfort, forgiveness and salvation, and that church is found wherever the word is preached in its purity and the sacraments are rightly administered. You see, by his grace, you are with Christ. And it is here in this holy mass that he gives you what you need to defend yourself against the assaults of the enemy, the truth, the righteousness, the gospel of peace, faith, salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. He vests you in the panoply of holiness, his holiness. So you are not a kingdom divided. You are a child of God and a citizen of his kingdom. You have unity, communion, oneness with God and with one another. You eat of that one body, you drink of that one cup, and you who are many are made one. One in Christ your head, one in faith, one in salvation and life, one in Christ's victory. So rejoice, dear Christian, eat and drink, for surely the kingdom of God has come upon you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.